If you enjoy the little things like using your brain and forming your own opinions, you've earned a spot right here in the Independent Nation. Call us at 877-55-DOBBS.
All that's required is citizenship, really, or legal status. And it doesn't matter whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, or whatever, just so you're independent thinking, because that's what we're about as Americans. And, you know, I just want to get to a fellow who is terrific enough to join us here, Congressman Jack Kingston. He's a Republican member of the House Appropriations Committee. He's from Georgia. He offered a critical amendment to that pending stimulus package, one that I think probably surprised a few folks, that would require all businesses receiving federal stimulus money, so-called, to use the E-Verify program, which verifies the legal status of those applying for employment in this country, 99.5% effective. That's why the open borders amnesty crowd wants this program killed. Congressman Kingston, great to have you with us here on the Lou Dobbs Show.
Lou, it's great to be with you, and thank you for everything you're doing on this issue and the issue of independent thinking, because Lord knows we need more of it.
Amen. Well, let me ask you, as of right now, E-Verify, thanks to the machinations of the Democratic leadership, will expire on the 6th of March unless Congress acts in the affirmative. Will it even survive?
You know, it's a good question because, as you know, some of our friends and with the United States Chamber and some of the other groups are actually against E-Verify because they say they want comprehensive immigration reform. But the idea now, 100,000 employers are using E-Verify, and so it has been catching on, as you pointed out. It's 99% effective, and it really does settle the question right there and then, usually within a matter of seconds, on if somebody is lawfully able to work or not.
Well, and you know, it's just so clear that the person that the outfit so upset about this is the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I mean, they're coming after you on this, aren't they?
They are, and it's amazing. You know, you have two issues. The E-Verify extension, which last year passed the House with only two opposing votes, and then it was killed in the Senate because the Senate just did not do anything about it. So that's going to expire in March. And then we had put in this requirement that if you do business with the federal government, then you have to use E-Verify as well. If you're going on a military base to paint a building or cut the grass, or if you're working in a federal building or something like that, then you have to verify the Social Security number of your employees. And the U.S. Chamber has come out against it. It makes it very, very hard. And what happened is the president did this by executive order last year, and then it was challenged, and the Department of Justice had to put the brakes on it in December. So that's why we put the amendment back. And it did have bipartisan support, so we think that it has a fair chance of surviving.
Well, that's good news. But we also know that the forces that be, the powers that be in the House, namely, Speaker Pelosi, she's intent, as is Harry Reid in the Senate, the majority leader there, along with Bob Menendez, senator from New Jersey. They mean to kill this son of a gun.
Yes, they keep hiding behind they want comprehensive reform, but the truth is they want no reform.
Yeah, they want no reform. They want open borders. They want an unlimited number of visas. And the heck with the American people, despite the fact that... we've got millions of people out of work right now.
Lou, you've pointed this out on your show, and your listeners know this, but we have 3.3 million legal immigrants working here, guest workers, 3.3 million.
Right.
And then approximately, I mean, the number no one really knows, but maybe let's say 7 million illegals. So you have 10 million non-Americans taking jobs up in this economy. Mm-hmm. And so if you just would reform enforce the existing immigration laws, then you wouldn't have to go out and spend $825 billion on a stimulus package because you could capture those jobs.
To put that in another context, under the terms of the stimulus package, estimates run from anywhere from $100,000 to $200,000 a job that would be created under this program. I mean, think about it. And if you're creating at $200,000 a job You figure that you got 7 to 8 million illegal aliens here. I mean, you're talking $200 billion alone. It gets crazy.
And so, in other words, just by enforcing existing laws, we could recapture jobs for Americans, and we would not have to spend $800 billion to do it.
Yeah, it's just, and I just want folks to get honest about what we're doing here, and say we're going to obey, enforce the laws. And to acknowledge that we're not going to be able to reform immigration laws if we can't control immigration into this country. And if we can't control immigration into this country, it means that we have absolutely forfeited security at our borders and our ports. You know, we appreciate it, Jack Kingston. Congressman, we appreciate it. You come back soon, and good luck with your legislation.
Well, thanks a lot, Lou. And keep up the good work, because we need your listeners to be active right now more than ever.
Absolutely. I can tell you, these folks who make up the Independent Nation are active, and engaged. And we appreciate the congressman taking time to join us. We appreciate your phone calls. The board is lit up. The number is 877-55-DOBBS. We're taking your calls. We'll start in New York. We'll go to Virginia, to Michigan next.